events guy.
Now I've got guests galore in the studio. I'm joined by Steve Willoughby from Home Instead Senior Care and Tracy Smith from Fitness in Mind. Hello. Oh, I've done it again, haven't I? Now I got that. I got the first bit right, but the second bit wrong.
You did that last. Why do time? I? That's do fine. I can be Tracy today.
No, you know what it is? It's because it's got stuck in my mind.
It's Nikki.
Oh, why am I saying? Why am I calling you Tracy for? Where's
that's
that
fine.
Come from?
Did I call you that?
Did I actually call? Did I call you that last time as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
I must look like a Tracy.
In your head now.
No, that's it. I'm going to try.
Well, it is Dementia Awareness Week.
Yeah, thank you very much. Right, now we are talking about Dementia Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, tell us about your role and what you do.
Well, I run
a little nearer to the microphone as
sure.
well. Sorry.
I run a service called Home Instead Senior Care,
yep.
and we provide high quality care and support for older people so they can remain living in their own homes for a longer period of time.
Yep.
And part of that is providing support for people living with dementia.
With dementia, can it affect any, is it any age, or is it especially for people that are sort of pensioner age, or can it affect anybody?
It can affect people of all ages, although generally it's people from 50 and above.
And is there any cure at the moment? Are they looking for any cure for dementia? Is there anything that's working sort of drug-wise, or it's still...
There are different medications that can be taken.
Yeah.
I'm not, obviously not an expert on that side.
Yeah.
And I know the Alzheimer's Society does a lot of work and research of a cure. At present, there isn't a cure, sadly.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will change in the future.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why people with mild to moderate forms of dementia can't remain living in their own homes with appropriate support.
If you've got a parent that you kind of think to, you might think, what are the signs that you would be able to pick up? As a partner, you might be worried about your partner. It could be your grandmother or your mother. What are the signs
well,
there to look
it's
for?
It's always important to stress that just because people might come across a little bit forgetful, it just could be age-related memory loss, so it might not be dementia. But if you're concerned about a loved one, the first port of call is to visit your relative's GP,
yeah.
and they will give you appropriate advice as far as a diagnosis, or contact the Alzheimer's Society,
yeah.
Again, who will give qualified advice on what you can do. Those were the two routes I'd recommend.
And also... I remember speaking to Nikki last week. We were saying my mum is 85, and
yep.
she's pretty sharp, but she reads a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now my dad, he passed away last year. He was a very smart man, but he didn't read. Mm-hmm. She used to let him do his bets. He used to have like 20p because she kept his brain active.
Yep.
But my mum was always reading and always doing crosswords, and she said her words are, you have to keep your mind active.
You do, and that's very good advice.
Yeah.
And what your mother's saying is excellent. But also physical activity is very important as well, and hence why we've paired up with the Brentwood Leisure Trust on running monthly tea dances.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nikki, because it's sometimes when you, like my mum now is on her own, and she can't get out because she is in a wheelchair, so it's down to me and my sisters, and we do try and get her out of the house, rather than be sat there, as I said, on their own. And you have these tea dances, so tell us about when they started and how successful they've been and how many people have been coming along.
Okay, well, we're actually only just started. We just had our second one.
I thought when I spoke to Roger, he said there was quite a few.
Oh, well, we had a launch at Easter,
yeah.
which went really well. And then we started with running them monthly from April.
Yeah.
So we've had April, May, and then we've got the rest of the year planned. So we've got all dates ready. They're all on literature out there. But yeah, there's nothing in the area really, tea dance wise. We had a look around other areas, and these tea dances seem to be really popular and very much for single older people as well,
yeah.
That have lost partners, and groups that are from care homes and people that are suffering with dementia, Alzheimer's, because the dancing, obviously the physical activity, is really good,
yeah.
And apparently the coordination with listening to the music as well,
yeah.
It's really comforting, but also the coordination side of things helps keep the brain active, your mum reading does. Mm-hmm. But we teamed up with Home Instead, who gave the staff at Brentwood Leisure Trust the dementia awareness training,
yep.
which was an amazing course. So we know how to deal with those people now, and encourage them to have fun.
Mm.
And I would also say... you said your mum being in a wheelchair, we do have people that come along in wheelchairs because they just listen to the music and you can see how happy they are, just like, you know, just listening and watching the other people dancing.
It's like if we all think here back when we were 20 years old, and if we're driving in our cars and we hear a song, you immediately go back to that time and you are 20 again. Exactly. So if it works for people like us who are overly about 25, then if it'll work for people that are older, because you do, it's like the sense of smell as well, and music, it can take you right the way back, doesn't matter how old you are, to a certain moment in time, and it must evoke memories in people. Exactly. Even, you know, if your brain is going a little bit sort of with dementia, you can still get those moments back.
Certainly, and often people with dementia tend to live in the past. And so music generates important memories. It can create good feeling. And as Nikki has already said, with the exercise from the dance as well, it's a great combination. So it works all round.
How do they get, how would people, if there's people out there listening now, or they've got a grandparent or a mum and they think, really like, but we can't actually get them to the Brentwood Centre or wherever they're being held, how can they get their parents involved or their loved ones involved?
Okay, well, it's at Nightingale Centre, first of all, and they are on the first Tuesday of every month. We have got contacts with Brentwood Community Transport, and I have phoned them, and I know a few people that have come to the last two have booked them for the rest of the year for these monthly. So Brentwood Community Transport can pick people up and bring them along. And also some of the care homes, and I know Home Instead as well, have people that look after people that want to come along, and they car share and they bring people down. So,
but basically, if in doubt, contact the leisure centre. Mm-hmm. There are lots of leaflets out on the desk, so if anyone wants more information, they can just come down to the leisure centre, pick up the leaflet, and all the information is on there. And just book themselves a ticket.
So how much does it cost, and how long does it go on for?
Okay, the tickets are £3,
which is fantastic value.
Yeah, it's good. It's 2 hours. It's between 2 and 4, and you get free tea and cake.
Oh, lovely.
Halfway, which is well worth the £3.
Yeah,
and we do a waitress service as well. We have in the previous two, we've had Brentwood County High School send pupils down to help us out, and they dance as well. You get your tea brought to you.
And what sort of music is it? Is it kind of music from the 1940s, 50s? Is it that sort of, or you know, is that the sort of era you're playing? Or
it's
Frank Sinatra,
traditional Strictly, I suppose is that's how you describe.
So is it vocal, or is it some vocal? Is it maybe the cha 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 or
rumbas,
salsa?
Yep. And traditional
your Gay Golden
music. Yes, request.
I'd love to be. Do you know, I love watching Strictly, and I suppose like everybody else at home, you sit there going, I could do that. And then as you go to get a cup of tea, you sort of like spin round very graciously. So do you have...
I found it's not as easy as it looks.
No. And do you have any professional dancers that come down to actually sort of...
I was just about to say, you wouldn't believe if you came down and watched some of these. Some of the dancers are amazing and so fit as well and have amazing figures, you know. Yeah. And some of these people are in their like late 80s, early 90s, and they're strutting their stuff more than I could ever do anyway.
You have got some instructors booked.
We have, as from the 2nd of June, we've got people that, so if you can't dance and you haven't done it before, you don't have to worry, you can still come along because we've got some people like helping out to teach you some of the sequins, is that what it's called?
Sequences.
Sorry, non-sequins, what are you doing?
Dressmaking. And bring your sequins. Yeah. Some sequins. Whatever. Sequins, I'm not a dancer.
Well, I did the tap dancing course here, and I was saying to Roger, the CEO here, if you'd have seen that, well, I think you'd run away. Now, we were saying we both got the right hand side is a tap dancer, the left hand side I know who it belongs to. Because it's all right, you can only just dance normally. Everyone, you've got a good side, haven't you? You can tap dance or dance on one side.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good that it's for £3, cup of tea, and also a piece of cake. You've got great music for 2 hours, and you're actually out talking to loads of different people.
Exactly.
And
it's interaction.
And it's good for people with dementia to actually get interaction with other people and to hear the music and, you know, as you said.
But also, Michelle, I know it's for older people. all ages, and you know, not specifically for any particular people suffering at all. You know, it's people who just want some exercise and would like to dance, you know, can come along.
And saying that, I mean, some of the people we've had come along are in their like late 30s, early 40s as well. Just enjoy dancing and enjoy the music.
And how many people have you had? Because there was quite a few.
Yeah, well, the first one we had 70.
Yeah.
The last one was a little bit less, but that was the first of our actual launch of programmes. So, so yeah, we're fingers crossed that will just build now. And it's just a lovely social occasion, really.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So give us a plug for your, give us your email. Give us your email, give us your website. Give us your email. I said I was chatting you up then, didn't I? Give us your email, come on.
It's fine, I can leave it.
Sorry, Steve. I meant to say give us your website detail.
It's www.homeinstead.co.uk/Brentwood. Billericay and Upminster, which are the three towns we cover.
Lovely. And Nikki. Nikki, there we go. I'm going to write that. I will never forget that again. Just give people for fitness in mind.
Through the Brentwood Centre. Yeah. So on the Brentwood Centre website, which is www.brentwood-centre.co.uk, or just pop into reception or give us a buzz. Speak to any of the Fitness in Mind team or the Brentwood Literature staff.
There we go. Thank you very much to Nikki. And thank you very much to Steve.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Right, just coming up to 11:55. Don't make me get the giggles. I've got the giggles yesterday. It's bad enough. Right, here we go. Just coming up to nearly 12 o'clock. I'll be back with more after this, and Bob will be in the studio as well. Here's Snow Patrol with Spitting Games.